Finish up that last little dab. Potatoes?
Oh, well, thanks.
Mm-mm. Ethel? Just another taste. I hate to see food go to waste. Salad?
Oh, well, thanks.
Ike, we need another bite, honey.
Sometimes I feel like I was married to a garbage disposal.
Oh, leave her alone, Fred. So she's got a good appetite.
Sure, she's just a growing girl.
Yeah, but she's growing sideways.
Quiet, fat boy. Lucy, what? This is the best salad dressing I ever tasted.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, now, for once, you're right. Why don't you buy a bottle of that stuff, Ethel?
Oh, you can't buy it. I made it myself, Fred.
You know, you ought to bottle that, Lucy, and sell it.
Oh, Fred.
Well, I mean it. I bet you could make a lot of money.
Money, money. Where did I hear that word today? Oh, yes. The teller at the bank called me and said that someone's account was overdrawn.
Dessert, anyone?
Guess who the teller said was overdrawn, Lucy?
Aren't these delicious-looking pastries? They're real gooey.
I'll give you a hint. He says it's someone who shares my joint account, but it's not me. Go on, Lucy, guess.
Please, not while I'm eating.
All right. Not while you're eating.
Hey, Ethel?
I don't know where I'd put it.
Just drop it into the bottomless pit.
Are you finished eating?
No, I'm not finished yet.
I'll wait.
This is very good. Made fresh today.
Finished?
No. I never can seem to get enough of these.
Are you finished now?
Yeah.
Now, would you mind telling me why you were overdrawn at the bank? Every month, I put money in the bank, and every month you spend it all and more besides. I don't understand it. I mean, I like to know the reason. Now, why are you overdrawn at the bank? Lucy?
Ooh.
Well, how'd things go after we left last night?
Pretty rough, huh? It was the biggest battle of the budget yet. We thrashed out every item in my books. It was just terrible, Ethel. I've used up my allowance until June the 12th.
That's not bad.
June the 12th, 1978?
Oh. Well, money isn't everything.
Yeah, with me it isn't anything. Gee, I wish I could invent something that would be worth $1 million.
You sound just like Fred Mertz.
Fred?
Yep. Ever since we've been married, he's been trying to think up one idea worth $1 million.
Oh, none of his ideas any good, huh?
Oh, he had some good ideas, but somebody always got to the patent office first. He's still mad at Edison for beating him to the electric light. And he's never forgiven Ford for scooping him with the horseless carriage.
Well, at least he was trying. I haven't even got an idea.
Ethel, I've got it.
Got what?
I know how to make $1,000,000.
How?
Remember last night when Fred was raving about my salad dressing?
Yeah.
Well, he's right. I'm going to bottle it and put it on the market. Bottle it and sell it.
Yeah,
it's the best salad dressing I ever tasted. We can make it right here in the kitchen. Will you help me?
Sure.
It's a real simple recipe. I have it right here. Let's see. Here it is.
There, now.
Let me see.
Let's see now. What do we call it? My Aunt Martha gave it to me. I suppose we really ought to call it Aunt Martha's salad dressing.
Sure.
It needs more than that, though. How about Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing?
Yeah, we'll make it with old fashions.
No!
We'll sell more of it.
Oh, come on now, be serious.
How are people going to know that we're selling? Now, we've got to advertise.
Yeah.
Gee, isn't it too bad we haven't got money enough to go on television?
Yeah.
Television! We'll go on television.
Huh?
I'll be a cooking expert. No, you'll be the cooking expert, and I'll be one of those women that they get up from the audience. I know just how they act. I've watched them 100 times.
So have I. I watch them every day.
That's great. I know just what to do.
Well, what do we use for money?
What do we need with money? After all, who is my dearest friend in the whole wide world? Carolyn Appleby.
Carolyn Appleby?
Since when did she get to be your dearest friend?
Since I just remembered that her husband runs a television station.
You think she'll go for the idea?
I think so, especially if we cut her in. To the tune of, say, 3 cents a bottle.
Yeah, she likes that kind of music.
Yeah.
All she's got to do is get us on that Dickie Davis show. He's on 4 hours every day and he sells all sorts of things.
The Dickie Davis show.
Yeah. Gee, I hope she'll do it.
Oh, just show her money and she'll do anything. She is the greediest, the penny pinchinest, the Carolyn darling. How are you, dear?
Well, this is your old chum, Lucy.
Thank you, thank you. That last number was brought to you by the Nelson Photo Finishing Company, located on the corner of Lead Boulevard and Hickox Avenue. Remember, the slogan of the Nelson Photo Finishing Company is, "Our business is developing." Oh, that's pretty clever. Our business is developing. Well, that brings us to a brand new sponsor. It is now my pleasure to present to you Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing. And here to tell you all about it is one of the country's leading home economists, Mary Margaret McMurtz.
Good afternoon, homemakers. I am Mary Margaret McMurtz. And today I have a wonderful surprise for you. For years, only a few close friends and relatives knew the thrill of eating salad made with Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing. But Aunt Martha, sweet, lovable, kind old lady that she is, has finally consented to let the world in on her secret. And today, you can buy a quart of real, honest-to-goodness, genuine Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing for only 40 cents a quart. Simply write to... or call... Oh, pardon me. I did. And place your order. Now, in order to get an unbiased opinion on this product, for after all, they're paying me to do this, just before we went on the air, I picked an average housewife at random from our audience and asked her to help me. Would you come up here, average housewife, whom I picked at random from our audience? Yes, you, dear. Right up those stairs. You, dear.
Hello.
I'm Mary Margaret McMurtz.
Oh, how do you do?
And what is your name? What is your name?
Isabella Clump.
Oh. Mrs. Clump.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing?
And who's old what salad witch?
You see, friend, she's never heard of it.
No, I never heard of it.
Now, I want you to try this salad dressing and tell these people what you think, Mrs. Klump.
What?
I want you to try this salad dressing and tell these people what you think of it.
Oh, all right.
Just pour it on the salad.
Oh.
That's it. Now, toss the salad. Just
okay.
Mix it. That's enough, dear. Now let me have these.
Yeah.
Now, taste it.
Oh, all right.
Well. Well. Well, Mrs. Klump.
Don't bother me. This is the best salad dressing I've ever eaten.
There you are. The opinion of an average housewife picked at random from our article. You'll feel the same way once you've tried Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing at only 40 cents a quart. Simply call Circle 7 2099 or write to 623 East 64 and place your order. Until tomorrow, goodbye then.
You can relax, girls. You're off the air.
Oh. Oh, how'd we do?
Oh, wonderful. You've already got 23 orders by phone.
Oh, 23 orders.
Girls, it looks like you're a little bit.
This stuff on me, I'll be ready to swim the channel.
What do we do next?
Peel the onions.
Peel the onions. Say, Lucy.
What?
Where'd you get the money to buy all this stuff?
Charged it.
Charged it? What's Ricky gonna say?
Nothing. We'll have the money back before the bills come in.
Oh, of course. Gee, isn't it wonderful? We only started business yesterday, and already we got orders for 23 quarts.
Yeah, and no telling how many more the mail will bring.
Gee, this is a real get-rich-quick scheme.
I'll say.
Just think, in no time at all, we're going to be millionaires.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with your first million?
I'm going to go right out and buy myself a mink coat.
So am I. Then I'm going to buy myself a house in the country with a swimming pool and tennis court and horses. Oh, boy.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going downtown and buy that bank and fire that teller.
That'll be great.
Yeah. And we're going to be so happy.
Hi.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, darling.
Lucy, Ethel, what's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter?
What are you crying for?
Crying?
Oh, it's the onions.
Oh. Hey, what's all this?
Welcome to the main plan of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing incorporated.
What?
Ethel and I are in business. We are bottling that good salad dressing I make.
Ay, qué barbaridad. Mira que no saben lo que pasa.
That's not true, whatever you said. We're going to make $1 million.
Well, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Why?
There's lots of wonderful salad dressing in the market made by people that know what they're doing.
Well, we know what we're doing. I should say we've already got orders for 23 jars at 40 cents a quart.
40 cents a quart?
Yes, sir.
That sounds awful cheap. How much does it cost to make?
Oh,
Well, we didn't figure that.
Well, what did you figure?
Well, we figured you just buy the oil and the onions and stuff and sell it, and what's left over is profit.
And what if there's nothing left over?
Well, there's got to be something left over. How else can we make $1 million?
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's figure this thing out. How much did you pay for all this stuff?
All of it?
Yeah, all this stuff. Come on.
Well, $7.21 for the groceries.
$7.21.
Yeah.
For the groceries.
And $1.20 for the jars.
$1.20 for the jars.
10 cents for the labels.
10 cents for the labels. That's $1.81. And
how many jars are you making?
23.
23 jars. And
you're selling it for what?
40 cents a quart.
40 cents a quart. 23 yards, 40 cents a quart.
Oh, now get this onions out of here, will you?
Now, let me see now. That's,
How much profit are we going to make?
3 cents a yard.
3 cents a yard? That 3 cents goes to Carolyn.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there is no profit on each individual jar, but we'll make it up in volume.
This I like to see. And let me tell you something else.
What?
I didn't figure shipping, mailing, insurance, taxes, or overhead.
Oh, well, if you're going to figure all that stuff.
Lucy.
What?
Come here.
No.
Look, I'm not going to get mad.
You're not?
No.
Well, all right.
Now, at least you try.
Yes.
Now, the thing for you to do is fill these 23 orders and get out of business. That way, I'll only lose $7 or $8.
Yeah. Lucy, Ethel.
Where are you, Fred?
I got your mail.
Okay.
That's your morning mail.
The morning mail? You're kidding. Send me 1 quart of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad.
Send me 1 quart of Aunt Martha's
Send me
old-fashioned
one quart
salad.
Of Aunt Martha's
Send
old-fashioned
me 2 quarts of Aunt Martha's
Send me 4 quarts of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad.
Of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned.
They're all the same. They're all orders.
Well, how the way, where did this mail come from? How all these people know about this?
Well, yesterday we did a spot on Charlie Appleby's television show.
Well, there's 2 more sacks of mail downstairs.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter? I thought you'd be glad.
We just applied a little arithmetic, and we found out that they're losing money on every jar.
Yeah, I thought it sounded too good.
Hey, Lucy, look at all this mail. We must be terrific television salesmen.
Listen, maybe we better go back on that program and unsell that salad dressing, and then maybe all these people will take back their orders.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, if we did such a good job of selling yesterday, maybe we can go back on again and unsell it today.
Here I am again, Mary Margaret McMurtz. And today, I'm going to demonstrate the same product that I showed you yesterday. And to get an unbiased opinion, I ask an average housewife picked at random from our audience just before we went on the air to come up here and help me. Would you come up here, average housewife, whom I picked at random, please? How do you do?
Hello.
I am Mary Margaret McMurtz.
How do you do?
And what is your name? What is your name? Your name, please.
Oh, Lucy McGillicuddy. Oh.
Now, Mrs. McGillicuddy, you know why you're up here, don't you? You know why you're up here, don't you?
No, I don't.
I want you to try some of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing and tell these people what you think of it.
Oh, all righty. It's a mighty pretty color, isn't it? Oh!
Wow, wow! What's that?
Why, that's Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing.
Are you sure? Smell it. How about that? It's like Aunt Marcia had too many old-fashioned. What do you want me to do with it?
Well, I want you to taste it.
Taste it?
Now, maybe that's a bad jar.
You can say that again.
Let's try another one. It's really delicious.
All righty. To do, poison me.
Friends, I can no longer endorse this product. If you have ordered it, send in your cancellation.
Cancel.
Phone to Circle 72099 or write to 623 East 68th Street.
And do it now.
It's wonderful. Send me four jars. Enjoyed your hilarious advertising stunt on television. Send me a jar of Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad. That's the American way to do things, with a sense of humor. Send me a half a dozen jars. They're all orders. Oh, of course. Send me one quart. Got the last one? Next to the last. Stick out your tongue. Thanks. Mine went dry 200 jars ago. 1,153 jars. Wowee. Come on, I'm tired.
So am I.
Oof. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Listen, I got the feeling sorry for you, so I got a whole assembly line says to figure out you can bottle this stuff in no time at all.
Well, thanks just the same, but we have news for you. We're all finished.
Finished?
Come here.
So soon? My goodness! How did you do it?
Oh, Lucy had a wonderful idea. Oh, it wasn't so much. We just went to the grocery store, bought 1,133 jars of salad dressing, and pasted our labels on them. And it only cost 10 cents more a quart than ours.
What?
So we lost money. We'll spend the rest of our lives making it up.
Yeah, the main thing is we're done with it.
Yes.
Are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you have to deliver this stuff. It's going to cost you at least 20 cents to mail it.
Just a minute, dear. We have that all figured out. Come, Ethel, Roberta.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi, Rick. Did you tell them about our plan?
Yeah.
What's this?
They don't need our plan. They went to the market store and they bought 1,000 and some more jars of this stuff. They got their own label, they pasted it on it, and they got it all finished.
Pretty clever.
I'm waiting here to find out how they're going to deliver it.
Yeah, how are they going to do that?
I don't know. Look, I gave up trying to outguess them a long time ago.
the West Side, and I'll be in Jersey for you.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.